One of my passions is the importance of all adults being included in the social media world. And I do a lot of speaking to parent groups, talking about the importance of adults being on Facebook and understanding the world of social media, understanding basically that the internet is a place, not a thing. And one of the resources that I always, always give out as a part of my talk is the Digital Tattoo Project. I am thrilled to welcome into studio Trish Roziel and Cindy Underhill from UBC, who are responsible for the development of what I think is one of the truly valuable resources to help us out online. So thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Pleasure.
Now, Trish, you are from the Center for Teaching, Learning, and Technology.
I'm actually from the library.
Oh, you're from the library. Sorry. And okay. Cindy is from the Center for Learning. Yeah, I had my notes crossed here. you're a teaching librarian.
I am.
Oh, good. So it's interesting how the whole concept of this site comes from your guys' area, which is all about developing resources and librarians. Mm-hmm. A real changing world in your lives where you used to be the holders of all this knowledge behind the Dewey Decimal System.
We manage the stuff.
You manage the stuff. And all of a sudden the stuff exploded well beyond you. Now you have to figure out how to teach people how to vet the stuff and what's valuable and what's not. Let's talk about the Digital Tattoo Project itself, which is it's a website, it's a resource, and basically the concept is everything that we do on the internet is as indelibly linked to us as though we did a physical tattoo, and we should think about it on those lines.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's it. We just are really gearing a lot of our work to trying to help our students, primarily at UBC, just make really informed choices about how they manage their online identity, because students today are using all sorts of tools and technologies. They're using Facebook, they're using Twitter, they're using Flickr, they're publishing stuff. And they're not always thinking about what the implications are of those decisions they make. Mm-hmm. And they quickly often find they do have a digital tattoo that they were never aware of.
And your site, as opposed to just scaring people and saying, don't do this because it's going to hurt you, you go into a lot of detail on where the content, where the data that we put forward is being used. I think that's it basically is informing us, because we can make an educated decision if we want to share it or if we don't. But the importance is to understand where it's going to be used.
Yeah, that was actually really important to in the design to us, that we offer some questions in each of the content areas so that people will think about their own presence online. Mm-hmm. And make decisions that are right for them, because we all have different levels of comfort with what we share online and how we interact.
As you worked through this, now how old is the project?
3 years.
3 years, yeah. So 3 years ago, or 4 years ago when you started working on it, you were both probably on Facebook already. You were probably both engaged in social media.
Yeah.
Did anything change for you as you were working through the content and as you were seeing things? Is there anything that shocked you and you said, oh, I really feel uncomfortable about this?
For me, it's probably more some of the tools and applications and how they've developed over time that it just freaks me out a little bit.
Okay.
Things like some of the Google apps and the way that my contacts are shared. I'm much more, I guess, wary.
Okay. So have you changed your online habits as a result of working on the project?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You've actually changed. You're not just more aware, but you've changed them.
Some of them, yeah.
Well, how about you?
Yeah, I would say same. I think I when I started using Facebook in particular, because that was probably my first foray into these kinds of tools about 5 or 6 years ago, and I posted a lot more then than I have on my profile now. And that's a very deliberate decision, just based on learning myself a lot more about it and how other people are also using these tools to find me.
And you deal with a lot of the myths, I think. If you read through it, you overcome a lot of the myths of how the data is being used and who owns it and all those sorts of things. I always create or tell people this is almost like a workbook. You want to work through all of the different mm-hmm. sections. And basically, at the end of it, you understand who's using what information and where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hope. I mean, we're really trying to, again, help people make an informed choice about how they want to present themselves online. But just building on what Cindy was mentioning, too, we really make it a focus of the work that we do, both through our tutorial, but in workshops that we teach and deliver and our students deliver, is really not trying to scare them into not using these tools, mm-hmm. but just being aware of what what the decisions you make, what will the impact be, and not trying to scare them about it, because that's not our thing.
That's crucial, because I think saying that tools are bad or saying that any of these things are bad, that's not the way to go. They're neither good nor bad. It's how we use them. They're net neutral.
Yeah.
Right? And so bottom line is, it's the only people who can protect our privacy are ourselves.
Right.
And so we have to, you know, being cognizant of that as we move through. Now, when you started this project, was this administration determining we've got to inform our kids about this, or was this coming from the student population itself, the need for this?
I think it definitely came from the student population, and I think the eye or the frame that we put around it is, you know, we're talking with students and helping students and professors think about using some of these tools, social media tools and other tools in their classrooms. So we really felt a responsibility for making sure that the decisions they were making were informed ones.
You said something really interesting there. You said professors. Mm. So this isn't just for kids. It's not just for students. All of us really are going to benefit from working through this information.
Yeah. And interestingly, we've been asked on a couple of occasions to develop a workshop for faculty members around digital tattoo issues because they're facing some of the same things. Do I create a website for my research?
Oh.
You know, what kinds of things would I link to? What kinds of information would I put there? Do I want that out in public? Do I want it in a more protected space? So there.
What happens to my rights to that content
exactly.
if I share it in these different places because their knowledge is basically their what they sell, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because a lot of interest has been generated in particular also among teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some really focused work in partnership with our teacher education office at UBC to deliver workshops to pre-service teachers who are going to be going out and working with students and are trying to navigate that relationship between themselves and their students when they are still themselves students.
Yes.
And that's been a really fruitful exploration. And now we do find that teachers are quite interested in our project. We field quite a number of questions and requests from them.
I was speaking to the College of Teachers, and your site was one that came up in the conversation there, because they're struggling with setting guidelines in place, as are, you know, the teachers' union struggling, the Ministry of Education. In British Columbia, Every facet of education or every educational level is having the exact same conversations. Mm-hmm. How do we protect our teachers? But how do we, you know, we don't want them to not engage. I think we've come to that point now where we understand that it's far too rich a world to that engagement has to be there.
Well, and it goes right back to what you were saying. Do we really want to not be using tools that are useful and just say no and have it be a black and white conversation? Or do you want to kind of help people make choices?
And
that makes sense.
At the end, it's the one thing. If you master the technology, then you're the one in charge. And mastering the technology means understanding. And part of that is going through and working through your site, because that gives you the information you need in order to make informed decisions, in order to make the world a little bit safer place for you and for yours. The site, digitaltattoo.ubc.ca, I encourage everybody to visit the site. It is an essential thing to work through. Certainly there'll be links at our page. And Trish and Cindy, I thank you very much for your work. I think that you've done a lot of good for the general population here in the province and for students all of us everywhere. So I congratulate you. I thank you for the effort. And I hope that you continue and keep adding more good content to the site.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much.